Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown songs released from July through September of 1969. Well, first up, we'll hear from Blinky and Edwards Start Together. Then we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Chuck Jackson, The Originals, Martha and the Vandellas, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and The Temptations Together, The Marvelettes, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up, a song later made famous by the Edward Hockett Singers, but this was Blinky and Edwards Starr with Oh How Happy. Well, Motown's quality control head, Billie Jean Brown, had the idea to pair new Motown star Edwards Starr with potential star Sondra Blinky Williams. Well, Blinky recalled that she asked Frank Wilson to produce it with her, this song. It was right after Edward did 25 Miles, and I was hot at Motown. I was in demand to work with all the acts. So that's what we did. They thought that if they could team us up, they would make us both hot. Well, Motown had moved Blinky from her home in Los Angeles to Detroit. She recalled that I hated it. They had me in a suite at the St. Regis Hotel in Detroit, and it seemed like I was there forever. I was so spoiled and homesick, they sent me home just about every other week. Well, Edward Starr wrote Oh How Happy back in his old days when he was with Global World Records, but the company had rejected the idea to record it with a white group. Get that group out of here, he was told. I don't want no more white groups. Well, fortunately, Edward Hawkins had a bigger hit than Blinky and Edward Starr had, but here is Oh How Happy right here on Motown Network.
Honey, come back where you belong to only me. Oh, 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 honey.
I've said it too many times before. And I said I'd never say it again. And I shouldn't say anything at all, since you're supposed to belong to him.
Oh, 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 darling.
But I just can't let you go without telling you, just how much I love you.
And that's why I'm gonna say it one more time. Honey, come round. I just can't stand each lonely day's a little bit longer than the last time I held you. Seems like 100 years ago.
I guess that's about all I've got to say. Now I'm gonna head for the door, and I'm gonna walk. I know the bright lights are calling. Big fine cars, fancy talk.
Oh, 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 darling.
But if you ever need somebody, to love you, someday you just may give me a call. You know where I am. Oh, oh, baby. And here's what I say. Honey,
come back. I just can't stand each lonely day a little bit longer than the last time I held. Go back to his arms and never know the joy of love that used to taste like honey. Come back, will you be to only me? Oh, oh, honey, come back.
A Motown memory from Chuck Jackson that did not reach any kind of status on the U.S. Billboard Top 100 charts, but it did reach number 43 in the Rhythm and Blues chart, and that song was Honey Come Back. Before that, Marvin Gaye had a number 7 tune with That's the Way Love Is, and we started with Blinky and Edward Starr together, Oh How Happy, only reaching number 92. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. In this half hour, we're featuring Motown records that were released between July and September of 1969. Well, coming up, a great sweet song from the originals, Baby I'm For Real. Well, with 2 failed singles in a few months, the originals were going nowhere at this point in 1969. Hanging out one day at Detroit radio station WCHB, they pulled out their album called Green Grow the Lilacs and played Baby I'm For Real for the disc jockeys there. Well, it was the song they felt great about. It was the song that the Motown secretaries loved. Well, original member Walter Gaines recalled that they listened again and again and again at WCHB. And man, this was a hit, they all kept saying. Well, the DJs called the program director for authorization while the originals were there at the radio station. They played it for the program director, and then 10 minutes later, they played it a third time. Well, they played it again the fourth time when they were driving home, and it made the radio that night. It was an overnight smash in Detroit, and soon reaching number 14 across the country in the United States. Well, here are the originals. Baby, I'm For Real, right here on Motown Memories.
Baby, baby, you don't understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more. I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you no lie, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for real.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
fire inside.
TomFallonMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
And the Supremes and the Temptations together. That song was called The Wait, and it reached number 46. Before that, I'm Not the Reason, the Vidella song that only reached 112. They were really on their way out at the Motown record label. That was called Taking My Love and Leaving Me. And we started with the originals, Baby I'm For Real, number 14 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we'll continue to feature songs that were released from July through September of 1969. Well, coming up, a Marvelettes tune, again, on the way out at the Motown record label. The song coming up is called That's How Heartaches Are Made. Well, you might want to ask in 1969 how far the Motown's very first great girl group had fallen in the pecking order. This song coming up marked their first release in 1969, and it was late September to boot. Well, That's How Heartaches Are Made was the lead track on their album entitled In Full Bloom, and it was soon to be released. Well, the single, as mentioned, only reached number 97, and it was the last chart appearance for the girls from Inkster, Michigan. Well, here are the Marvelettes on Motown Men.
Never be true. Pretty soon the day would
Continue with Tom Fallon.
With Never Had a Dream Come True, reaching number 26 from 1969 in September, and we start with the Marvelettes, their last charted song, That's How Heartaches Are Made, number 97. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. For this entire hour, we've featured songs that were released on the Motown and Motown subsidiary record labels from May through September of 1969. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all the Motown artists featured during this last hour, as well as some of your other favorite Motown stars. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.